This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Just a few days ago, Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation giving out their semi-annual grants to nonprofit organizations around the region. Carmen Warnerich is the executive director. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So last Thursday, just over $750,000 to Southern Oregon nonprofits. It's got to feel pretty good.
It does. It really does. There are so many nonprofits in Southern Oregon doing great work, and the Cow Creek Foundation is really happy to partner with all these organizations.
86 different nonprofit organizations. How many counties?
That goes out in 7 counties in Southwest Oregon. So it's Coos, Deschutes, Douglas, Jackson, Josephine, Klamath, and Lane counties.
And the foundation, of course, began in 1997. How much since then?
Gosh, we've been doing this for, you know, quite a while, since 1997, and we've got over $25 million, so it's $25,680,282.
Boy, you have a pretty good job.
I do. I have a great job.
So let's talk about some of the organizations in Douglas County that were receiving help.
Sure. We had a great list of organizations from Douglas County. Douglas County itself received 106,000 to 11 nonprofit organizations. Douglas Cares was one of the recipients with $10,000 for a new outdoor space at their new building that they moved into in January.
Yeah, and that's evolving work, a lot going on there. So a good timing on that. What else was on the list locally?
OHSU Foundation, they're partnering with the Cow Creek Health and Wellness Clinic to provide telehealth vision screenings for the Casey Eye Institute. And so this is $10,000 so folks can come down from Portland and get those eye images for people in the community.
Wow. Now, you cover a lot of different types of organizations, including youth and family services.
Right. So the Oregon Child Family Center for Excellence, they are receiving $10,000 to provide training for folks in Douglas County for youth and families that provide family service, their family service providers. And those folks will get extra trauma-informed trainings and a variety of other things to help them do their jobs better.
And in South County, I saw a couple of organizations there that were getting help too.
Right. So the Riddle City Library is just a fantastic little library. They've got a lot going on, really awesome librarian, and they are going to purchase some reading materials and renew their online streaming service. And then they have a really neat library of things that provides educational of toys and family games and tools and microscopes and cool things like that.
Now, also on the list, you had a couple of faith-based nonprofits helping around both Roseburg and Sutherland.
Right. So we had St. Vincent de Paul in Sutherland, as well as St. Joe's Community Kitchen. Both of them, well, one was for food. St. Joe's, they do a great job feeding people in the community. And then St. Francis Xavier, it's for their rent and utility assistance program, helping low-income folks in the Sutherland area.
Now, I know Sunrise Enterprises was particularly elated to get the help that you gave them.
Yes, they are upgrading their point of sale, so their registers at their stores, and it's going to help them train those folks that are their employees to provide better customer service and make it a lot easier to figure out discounts and sales and things like that.
Well, anybody that does retail knows that stuff has really evolved quickly, but it comes at a price.
It does, absolutely, and they're trying to upgrade each of their stores, and our money will help the Myrtle Creek store get their register system back into the, you know, this century.
Right. So 3 more organizations locally. Tell us about those.
Sure. Salvation Army for their Family Service Emergency Fund. They got $10,000 to help low-income folks. Umpqua Watersheds, they are now assisting or actually have taken over planning and coordinating the Eastwood Nature Days, which provides nature-based education to third-grade students in Douglas County. And then Wildlife Safari is getting $10,000 for their zoo school field trips. And then one final one is South Umpqua Historical Society. They're getting some money to help with their building. They're building a new building to store some of their neat artifacts that they've got down there.
So a lot of different organizations, and it probably is quite a process to go through all of this, especially when you talk about the whole region where you're helping out.
Yes. You know, when we were having our awards ceremony on Thursday, I was just, you know, I've been looking at these applications since September and just seeing the volume, but then just the size and the scope, like the variety of organizations that are coming to us with the variety of needs and the kind of people and organizations that are assisted and just the volume is just, it's really heartwarming to know that all of this money is really going to great causes.
And how many people do you have involved helping you decide where it all goes?
So I have three ladies that help me read and review applications. We go out and we do site visits. We email applicants and really get a relationship going with them so we know exactly where the money's going. And so there's four of us that work on that, so we divide them up. We had about 100 applications, so each of us reviewed 25 of those applications. And then we present those to my foundation board, which is 11 people, and they read and review each of the summaries that we give them and make those hard decisions of who gets a grant and who does not.
And if anybody is newer in the area, I mean, not necessarily know where you get the funds to do this.
Sure. So we get the funds from a percentage of the Nevada style gaming from Seven Feathers Casino Resort. And it's comes from a compact that we signed with the state of Oregon. And we're so pleased to be able to give back to the community because of that.
All right, Carmen Bornerich from the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.